Page 78. Middle England.
After he'd gone, Benjamin turned on the television. It was tuned to the BBC News Channel. He kept it on all morning, in the background. There was an item about Nigel Farage, who was unveiling the new poster for the Leave.eu campaign. It showed a long, winding queue of young people, mainly men, mainly dark-skinned. They were meant to be migrants, obviously. Splashed across the image, in big red capitals, were the two words, breaking point. In smaller type, it also said, the EU has failed us all, and we must break free of the EU and take back control of our borders. Benjamin actually shuddered at the crude, unapologetic xenophobia of the image. It was the ugliest thing he had seen yet in this ugly campaign. As soon as he saw it, he knew that his mind was made up. The telephone rang. It was his father. Although his pronunciation had become unclear since the mini-stroke, there was no mistaking the unaccustomed note of jauntiness in his voice. "I guess where I've been," he said. "What do you mean, where you've been? You didn't leave the house, did you?" "Yes." "What for?" "I voted. I took that form you gave me and filled it in, and I posted it." "How did you vote?" Benjamin asked, although he was already pretty sure of the answer. "Leave, of course." Defiantly, he added, "You knew what, didn't you?" "What about Sophie?" "What about her? You know she wanted you to vote the other way. It's her future, you know. She's the one who's going to be around the longest." "She's a nice girl, but she's very naive. I've done her a favour. She'll thank me one day." Disheartened by the conversation, Benjamin turned back to the television. Farage was standing in front of the poster now, beaming and joking with the various camera crews. At the bottom of the screen, a selection of the morning's tweets was scrolling by. One of them was from the novelist Robert Harris. It said, "How foul this referendum is. The most depressing, divisive, duplicitous political event of my lifetime. May there never be another." Amen to that, Benjamin thought.
Jonathan Coe, Chapter 33, Deep England, Middle England, 2018.